Hey, it's the Great Debate Program.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Dave and Steve. I'm ready to introduce a debate.
Yeah.
3 minutes on the clock. Topic submitted by listener David K. Thank you, listener David K. Healy taking the pro.
It's not you, is it?
No, it's a different David K.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Buddies. Does that initial blow your buddies. Mind that it's possible that more than one human can be named David with the last initial K?
Okay.
David K is kind of like a designer name.
Yeah, or like a fancy shampoo or something.
Mm-hmm. I David picture K. like David a bad K. magician.
Chaos by David K.
Okay, here we go. If we could bring back one person from the dead, it should be Ben Franklin.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. What do we want? American? We want somebody who's from what? The last 300-ish years, so they won't be totally flabbergasted by everything that's going on, and they'll be able to communicate with us. We want a scientist. Maybe they can build on some scientific discoveries we've made, add their insights, be impressed, and have joy over the discoveries that we've made. We want one of the founding fathers so that they can help us with our current American predicament we're in. Who better than Benjamin Franklin? A diplomat. A man who was good at communicating with other cultures. But really why I think we want Ben Franklin is this. Electricity. What have been the big breakthroughs, the big changes over the last 150 years, they've been about electricity. They've been wireless. These are all electrical signals traveling and moving. We want a man who's a great electrician. That's who we want to bring. We want to show him our discoveries, get his take, credit him for the advances that he made, and have him share with us his insights, his perspective. There's nobody we can do better than Ben Franklin. He's the guy we want. And he would look around and say, you know, it's a republic if you can keep it. Well, Mr. Franklin, did we keep it? What do you think of what we've done with your American dream? And of your electrical experiments? Have we used them to full effect? Please, share with us, sit with us. Come on, who could be on Fallon better than Ben Franklin? Who could be on the Today Show?
Charlie Rose. I don't know, Dean Martin? Anyone?
You want to bring
who
back
could
Dean
be
Martin?
On Fallon? The question is, who could be on Fallon?
Well, who can meet all these criteria
all right,
that I've laid out?
Let's... Listeners, let's not get
appeal to the
slightly
listeners.
Impressed by the mildly above average recall of American history that Steve Healy possesses. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna say that it shouldn't be Ben Franklin, but it probably shouldn't. All I'm saying is let's take some time to nominate some other people.
We've had our whole lives.
Okay, Healy. First of all, within the world of like old American statesmen and forefathers,
yeah.
You've got Washington, you've got Hamilton, you've got Thomas Jefferson, who is more of a author and father
no,
of American
no, no,
democracy.
No, no, no,
than
are you kidding me? You want to show Thomas?
Here's
you,
some other.
You
names.
Want to introduce Thomas Jefferson?
He's who to whom?
To Spike Lee?
Why do you
to Denzel
have to
Washington?
Do that? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You're the guy who raped his slave. Thanks a lot. I'm glad we brought you back.
By the way. You understand that Ben Franklin discovered electricity. He's not a master electrician.
He didn't even discover it. He just did some experiments on it.
Okay. Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci. If
okay.
you want an inventor, bring him back.
Okay, let's do a conversation. Pretend we brought Leonardo da Vinci back.
Your problem is the current American predicament. Bring back John F. Kennedy.
Pretend
bring
we brought Leonardo da Vinci back.
Bring back someone
I'm
like that.
I'm playing Leonardo da Vinci. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm Leonardo da Vinci.
Amelia Earhart. Kurt Cobain.
Is that the end of the debate?
My grandfather.
Okay, let's do it. Let's. I'm Leonardo da Vinci. I've been brought back. Let's. What happens? Ask me a question.
I don't know.
Go. Role play.
Who am I?
You're you. I'm Leonardo da Vinci, brought back from the dead.
Leonardo, welcome.
Che?
Oh, 1 second. We'll get... This is not a problem at all. We'll get an Italian interpreter. Che? We obviously foresaw this. Italian interpreter, can you come here? And this will be very simple. I'll translate. You'll translate what I say. I'll be, you know what? You be you and I'll be Ben Franklin.
Okay.
Go
Mr.
ahead.
Franklin. What do you think of our republic?
No, don't like it. It's crazy. Well, I want to go home. I hate this. This was a huge mistake. You guys misunderstood everything we said.
Oh, no. What should we do?
First of all, I can't eat any of this food. My body is rejecting everything that you guys make.
Do you like Wi-Fi?
I don't know what that is. My brain can't begin to comprehend it. Someone tried to explain it to me, but I think
by the way, the password. Dave, what's the password? Ben Franklin wants to know.
It's lowercase. Okay, listen.
Yeah?
It's the address.
Ben, do you have iPhone?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a little phone, you know, but
it's lowercase.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The address.
Dave, donuts biting Ben Franklin.
Well, that was fun.
We have some fun here sometimes.
I think everybody just won.
Yeah, the listeners.
The listeners certainly won.
Whew. Woo! Wow. Doctor.
Medina, what'd you think?
I mean, I was... Davis, I had you down and out on this one because I didn't think you were doing a very good job of responding to Healy's points.
Mm.
Well, actually, that's the whole thing. I think you were spending too much time responding to Healy's points.
The response trap.
And that's something that it's easy for the con to kind of fall into is the response trap.
Yeah.
Introduce your new arguments, right?
Right, new arguments.
But then when you said something very wise, something tempered, and level-headed, which was like, let's take some time with this.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was cool.
And then when you threw in Kurt Cobain at the end, I thought,
oh,
you know, maybe we could
bring him back to say what?
Not necessarily him, but it just made my mind stretch and think, maybe there's someone out there that could top Ben Franklin if we just took some
time. Kurt Cobain.
I mean, I'd rather have him back than Ben Franklin.
I think Ben Franklin is as good as you can get.
It's
who are the other
good
people you brought up?
It's Jesus better than Thomas Jefferson.
See, I thought you were going to go with Jesus, but he had a second chance.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, you don't get three.
I do think, well, Washington, Kennedy.
Washington, you know, Washington was very cool. Really glad we had him.
I feel bad that I don't have more women and minorities on this list. So I threw Amelia Earhart in there just so she could tell us what happened.
She's going to look at airplanes? Like, who cares?
Whoa. Who cares what Ben Franklin has to say?
No, he's all ridiculous. And it's not going to happen. And writer and pundit and humorist. He's got everything. God.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What about Buddha?
I think.
Oh, you know who would be good? Actually, Muhammad.
Muhammad would be great.
Because he could set us straight on.
He is actually the person that the world would benefit from most.
Unless he was like, no.
It might be worse.
It could be worse. Yeah. It could be worse. But at least we'd know. And it would all get sorted out.
I bet he would be like, no. Guys.
Peace.
Yeah.
How do you have any idea what Muhammad would say if he were brought back to
life? I read a book about Muhammad.
You could make an educated guess.
Easy. And I read his book, The Quran.
Mm-hmm. He wrote that book, didn't he?
Well, he took it down. He recited it.
I think they call that writing a book.
Well, he would say God wrote
it. I get it, but everybody has their muse.
Okay. If this ain't host chat, I don't know what is.
Woo! Now, we were planning to have states-themed host chat today.
Yeah.
You had some state trivia? What's up?
Well, no. It's actually a listener wrote to us.
Oh, cool. Lay it on
You're us. Listening to The Great Debate.
How did he get in contact? He or she...
His name is Stephen V.
Stephen V got into contact with us probably by writing to our Gmail, right?
He wrote at greatdebates69@gmail.com. That's exactly what he did.
You can too, listeners.
Here's what he wrote. He submitted a top, which was the topic is interesting. Basically, the topic is swing is hip. He meant the jazz version of
swing. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to argue that. I don't think it's hip at all. I think, I don't know that it ever was. It's tough. That's a tough one.
And then, it was hip at its time, and then it had that 90s, kind of rebirth.
Ooh, really
which,
but it's not having a moment now.
So that's not what here's, I thought, the more interesting question that Stephen had. He says, I love the podcast and was also wondering which state motto most closely mirrors the motto of the Great Debates, /69.
Mm.
And I thought that was a great question.
What is our motto?
What's the motto of the Great Debates, Dave?
That's always with tyrants, so I don't know what state's motto is.
That's Virginia's motto. But it's a clever little joke you have there, Healy. But no, we don't have a motto. I think he meant what... would be the Great Debate's motto.
Yeah.
Do you have
what
any,
would be closest to what would be the
any suggestions for us?
Well, so it got me looking at state motto.
Cool.
Here were my nominees. I had four runners up.
Great.
And then this. I have a winner.
Oh, for love what the, this. Okay, great.
The first one of the runners up is New Mexico. Latin motto. I'm terrible with Latin. Healy,
just say the translation.
The translation is, it grows as it goes.
Cool wow. motto. Yes.
And I thought, okay.
okay.
Great.
Okay.
West Virginia.
Yep.
Now, you may think this is a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Their also Latin motto, translated into English, mountaineers are always free.
Wow. Now, cool motto.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's a great motto. Something about it evoked the spirit
yeah,
of climbing.
I hear you.
Good old
I do.
Debate Mountain.
Mount Debate.
Debate Mountain. Mount
yeah.
Debate.
Yeah. Okay.
Wyoming.
Yes.
Very simple. English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting motto.
Mm-hmm.
Equal rights.
Cool.
Wow. That's cool all motto. It is. And solid. I thought, okay, the pro, the con, they each
solid
get
motto.
Equal rights.
Okay. Last runner up, mm-hmm. Idaho.
Mm.
Latin motto, Esto Perpetua. Let it be perpetual.
Mm.
Mm.
A little self-serving, but I yeah. like the idea that...
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the idea that we're trying to keep great debates going forever. That's really the goal. Is
we're just custodians.
It. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll pass it along to the next generation.
Here's your winner.
Yeah, great.
The state of Georgia.
Wow.
Their motto in the King's English, wisdom, justice, and moderation.
Cool.
Wow.
And you know what's crazy? Medina, just not 2 minutes ago, in your compliment to my argument, you used the phrase wise, tempered, and level-headed, which is like almost exactly the same thing.
That's cool.
So that's my answer. I go with Georgia.
Love it.
Georgia great. Is the state motto that most closely resembles the motto of the Great Debates.
Now, what was it? Wisdom?
Justice, moderation.
I had a little piece of states host chat as well.
You did?
Yeah, I learned the other day that New Mexico is the only state that has an official state question.
A state question?
Yeah. In New Mexican food, they always have red or green. You can get red or green chilies on there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so their state question is red or green.
Wow,
that's what they ask you at the restaurant. So
interesting.
I just wanted to, you know, is there a... What would California?
Well, I have an answer to this.
Yeah,
I just
great.
Thought of it.
Great.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's not bad.
I thought of a good question. Official city of Los Angeles question.
Okay.
Where are you repped?
Ugh. Yeah, that's gross. Who are you with?
Ugh. Maybe Colorado's. How about Colorado's? Could be. Wait, what?
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Is this are we doing a Conan bit
if
now?
Want,
is this state
yeah,
quarters?
Sure,
what are we doing?
Yeah, if you want to have fun with the state questions.
That's a good one. There's no other states that have official questions?
Well, as far as I know, no.
What state is Truth or Consequences in? Is that Arizona?
That's New Mexico.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been a question. Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Well, should we have a debate?
I'm ready.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, enough of this state stuff.
Hey, that was great trivia. Well done.
Good times during host chat this
yeah.
week.
I love host chat every week.
I hear the pitter patter of your dog Donut.
Donut is
Donut
I'm sorry,
in
is
the
that
city
distracting?
On Instagram. No, it's kind of fun.
Guys, do you
yeah.
hear Donut? Do you follow
sounds
Donut in the city at it on Instagram? Donut
cute
in the
dog.
City.
Is he our official Great Debates dog?
Yeah,
clearly. I don't see what the other possibilities would be.
Well, we have a Great Debates rabbit.
We did circle the rabbit.
A Great Debates cat, Margaret.
Right.
And now a Great Debates dog, Donut.
Yeah.
The Great Debates menagerie.
yeah.
So, let's debate.
They're all friends.
Okay, everybody. Steve Healy, would you take the pro?
I would. I'd be honored.
I've got a debate. Another listener top submitted by listener Miriam R.
Oh.
The topic is chest hair.
I'm Steve
That's
Healy.
It.
Chest hair.
Oh, okay. Steve Healy.
All right.
I'm taking the pro. Chest hair, yeah. Manly, vigorous, can rub your fingers through it. It separates the genders. It brings us back to our primate ancestors. It's like that last little touch of like, yeah, I'm basically a monkey that came out of a tree. And that's what's cool about it. Now it's hidden. You can hide it under your shirt. But then it just kind of peeks out a little bit, as mine does. Dave, I want you to look at my chest hair.
I've seen your chest hair plenty of times. It doesn't do much
for
me.
It's masculine and strong and kind of exciting. You can always get rid of it if you don't like it. but I like that little garden that hints at the jungle primeval from whence we all came.
Look, great chest hair is rare. When you think of good chest hair, you're picturing Burt Reynolds at his prime in the 70s. You're picturing like hunky, I don't know, Viggo Mortensen or something. Mm-hmm. We're picturing a fit dude with like well-groomed, tight, good chest hair. Mm-hmm. Most chest hair is gross. It's usually most people are overweight, and therefore most chest hair is just on like kind of sitting on fat people, and it's gross, it's oily, it's like a lot of people have patchy chest hair, it's like sparse and spread out, it's in weird places, it goes up to people's shoulders. Also, if the topic is just chest hair, I would argue that chest hair on women is not desirable at all. And therefore, chest hair, in general, I say thumbs down.
You need a little...
On half of the populace, and then on most of the other half of the populace.
You need a whisper of danger.
Why do we want to be reminded of being monkeys that fell out of tree apes, that came from the trees? Look, why is that desirable?
I believe that someday humans will be like hairless, asexual beings of pure smoothness that travel in a silicon-based environment. We're on the road to that.
Weird.
But for now, we're still apes. We've still got that monkey thing going on. You know, it's not everywhere, but every once in a while it just bursts out. And that's what chest hair is. It's that little burst of the animal within us. The tiger, the lion, the ape. That's what chest hair is. It's what it represents. It reminds you of that. And yeah, sometimes it's gross. So the animal life is a little bit nasty, a little bit gnarly on a man or a woman. But it's beautiful to have that inside us, to not tamp that down, to not get rid of that, to have that little suggestion that reminds you we're still creatures of the woods.
This is the first time in Great Debates history that I've been a little bit scared of you.
Yeah, that's what chest hair brings out in you.
Something's going on, like your fangs are coming out. And I don't think that's good. Like, if you really want to argue this point, I don't think that primal behavior or reminders of our primal being are good or however you want to phrase it. Like, I would rather live in a world where we're constantly able to defer to our more modern and sophisticated instincts.
We will live in that world.
Where we're able to suppress our instincts all of the time.
We're going to live in that world soon enough, and it's going to be boring and anodyne and safe and comfortable, and everybody's going to live to be 105.
You can't just say that there's going to be this weird, like, sterile...
There's not going to be anything primal about it.
You have this weird...
You're going to miss the taste of a steak.
Okay, let's just take a step back for a second. 3 minutes ago, you were like, we all know we're headed for this version of the future that's sterile and we don't have any hair and nobody has sex.
Yeah.
And you just then this time now you're just sort of pretending that we all agree on that, and that there's no doubt that that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
But if that's true, doesn't that prove the point that thumbs down on chest hair, that like we're moving in a direction away from chest hair? And in general, if you, as I know you do, believe in the general trends of civilization,
I'm not ready for that.
Doesn't that suggest that chest hair is bad?
I want to say stop here at the chest hair point where, you know, we're 85% of the way there, but we're still maintaining a little bit of that animal energy. I think it gives life meaning and power. I think you kiss a little deeper, eat a little more intensely, you feel things a little stronger.
You fight a little harder. That I'm getting from you, the fact that I'm repulsed by your behavior and your voice right now lead me to double down on my philosophy and believe even more firmly that there is actually now something dangerous about chest hair that I hadn't
understood. You're one of the hairiest guys around. You've gone
it's
with a
gross
look.
People like, don't like it. Time and time again, people go, this is what I get for people. Wow, your beard's really long, huh?
You're getting shags. Like, you're getting Old Testament there.
What's that?
You're getting Old Testament with it.
No one has ever complimented me on the amount of hair that
I have. But there's something going... You like and the look. Why? Why are you going that way?
It's almost entirely... It's a combination of...
Dan, too, going the mountain man way.
And a certain amount of, like... casual disrespect for like appearances. Yeah, yeah. And then also Esther just likes
Esther is. It's a tiny bit of casual disrespect peeking out from under the shirt of civilization.
It can't be both of those. It can't be both that and a wink back to our days of course being tigers.
It's exactly that. It's That's both those things.
Insane. Yeah. To suggest that somehow it's both like it's the most primal also like why is chest hair somehow more primal than any other hair or any other part of our body or anything else that we do?
It's just the way that it pops out of the rest of your self.
You know what? Actually, it reminds me, if anything, chest hair distinguishes us from apes. Apes are covered in fur and we're not. The differences in our chest hair between apes and us as humans, if any, your argument is so off base.
Look, if you will.
The chest hair is great because it shows us how far we've evolved.
Look, if you will, at Manhattan Island, right? There's Manhattan Island. Would be boring if it were all covered in buildings. But then there's that little puff of Central Park.
I mean,
that's basically the chest hair of New York.
Central Park to
the
chest
hair is like a park on the human chest.
It's not a park. It's not a place where you want to go.
It's a playground.
It's not.
Yeah, you let your fingers dance through that. It's kind of fun.
I'm worried about you at this point.
I'm concluding my debate with the Central Park analogy. Chest hair is a little bit of excitement, a little bit of danger, a little bit of wildness that we need.
You've said all these things.
We need that in your body, in yourself. It's a link to our heritage. It's cool. It's dangerous. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's masculine. It's awesome. It's cool. Chest hair.
There's nothing dangerous about chest hair. I'm making a new argument here. Healy keeps saying that it somehow connects us to our primal nature, but in fact, most chest hair on men looks kind of weak. It looks like what's the word I'm looking for? Sparse. It's not well connected. It's not even thick. It's like it also like the older you get, the worse chest hair gets. Sometimes it gets gray. It gets sort of starchy or oily. Most chest hair is gross. And again, I go back to no reason for chest hair on women. Therefore, if the topic is chest hair, no. Medina.
Talk to us.
What is going on?
Wow. Wow. Here's my take.
Please.
One of the better debates for the quantity of interesting arguments introduced by both sides. And so I'm going to call it a tie.
Okay. Wow. I'll take that.
Hey, because I appreciated what everybody did.
Here's what I thought I was in total desperation land.
I'll say.
Chester is gross. It sucks. It's what a horrible pain in the ass.
Certainly not the Central Park of the body.
I like the Central Park. I also loved Healy getting weird.
Yeah.
Well, that was creepy.
That's on tape now.
I thought you were going to like go into my freezer and get some raw meat.
Yeah,
or something.
I did too.
It could have been cool.
I took myself
Healy,
there.
You were on the ropes and you really fought back and it got interesting.
Thank you.
Woo. And Dave, great arguments all the way through.
Well, I guess. Dang, not good enough.
A little traditional.
I think the listeners are going to agree with me. That was a fun debate.
Dude, what's your chest hair, Stitch?
It's like it's average to a little bit less hairy than average.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I
what
think
do you rock?
Blessed with like just enough, just the right amount.
The right amount.
Healy, I've seen your chest hair. I think it's weird.
Really?
Yeah. It's like too curly or something.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, heels.
I'm just kidding, man.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at I've never seen your chest hair. I'm laughing at you.
I can't remember where your chest hair
I think looks. I'm kind of proud of it, to be honest.
Slightly there you go. Sense. Cool.
That's so typical of you. To be proud of your chest hair.
It's fantastic.
Well, your chest hair the right amount.
No, that's manly
right
and good.
Percentage, you know?
I'm down with it, man.
Man, I wish I was like had the confidence to be proud of my chest
exactly.
hair.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Because yeah. Actually, I do think I don't really remember what your chest hair looks like.
Would you like to look?
No, it's fine. But I do think, like, on the whole, I think my chest hair is better than your chest hair. That's my guess.
What? Yeah. You were just criticizing me for being too proud of it.
No, you're prouder. I think it's unfounded pride. I think my chest hair is like...
And you think you have founded pride.
Yeah. No, no, I'm not proud of it. But I think objectively, if like 100 people looked at our chest hair, just the hair...
Okay, would you be willing to submit to a contest?
No.
How many listeners would have to write in to push it over the edge for you guys?
I mean, I don't want to get in one of these situations where suddenly I'm like... You know, there's pictures of my chest all over Twitter.
We can do it without heads.
I think headless. In fact, I think just so close in that it's kind of like
I can't identify the body. Yeah. If I'm able to take a picture of my chest hair that I approve of, that is cropped appropriately, then maybe I'd be down.
Okay, yeah.
What's our 50 emails?
I mean, no, I'm
too high. 20.
I'd love to get 50, yeah.
Okay, 50. If we get 50 emails requesting this challenge to happen, we're going to do it. The two guys are going to show there.
Email greatdebate69@gmail.com.
Subject line chest hair.
Chest hair pro. Chest hair.
That's all you need. Subject line chest hair. We'll know what that means.
Yep.
Guys, what a great ep. I had a lot of fun and enjoyed myself, obviously, as you heard. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all next week on The Great Debates. 1, 2, 3, 4. The Great Debates is produced by Mark Caracello. The theme song was composed by Christopher Knight. The debaters are Steve Healy and Dave King, and the podcast is moderated by Dan Medina.